Lecture 3, Egypt, the Gift of the Nile.
Hello. Welcome to the third of our lectures in this series on the foundations of Western civilization. This time we're going to talk about Egypt. The Greek writer Herodotus, an historian whom we'll meet in a later lecture, once called Egypt the gift of the Nile. So it was. Quite simply, the first thing you need to know about Egypt, no Nile, no Egypt. The Nile is a very long and very powerful, very important river. It runs in a northerly direction, some 750 miles from the last cataract, the last waterfall, up to the Mediterranean Sea. It floods annually. It floods predictably. And what it does is it deposits a layer of silt over a ribbon of territory extending from about 5 to about 15 miles wide all along the course of this great river. About 5%, in other words, of the actual land of Egypt is habitable, is usable. So again, no Nile, no Egypt. If you don't remember anything else, you want to remember that. Without this great river, this would only be barren desert, as indeed much of the rest of the course of North Africa is. Now, in this lecture, we're in a sense going to refer again and again and again to the way that organizing life along this great river has dictated the way, and I think dictate is not too strong a term, dictated the way that Egyptian history has unfolded. And it will tell us some things about how Egyptian culture has unfolded. And it will tell us something about the Egyptian outlook, their religious values, their political and social organization, and so on. So, the Nile is always our great fact here. Now, from as early as about 5000 BC, there were small communities up and down the Nile, up and down the Nile. And they began to drain marshes. The Nile, the river bed, of course, is exactly what you would expect, but alongside the river on both sides, it's very marshy territory. This is also where this great silt is deposited. So one of the things you need to do is you need to get the water out of the marsh so that you can plant things in the silt. So early on, these